WI.com.
Well, hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is the second half of the show. Welcome back. And this is just a friendly reminder, tomorrow night, if it's clear, it is the strawberry supermoon. So make sure you go out there and enjoy it. Show your kids. Smile a little bit. So we are here, and I'm pleased to say that we have Tom Palsowitz with us. And he is running for an office. And this show has always been about democracy in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm going to let you eventually have him tell you what office he's running for. But before we get into it, Tom, say hi to my listeners.
Hello. Yeah, great to be on the show. Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and, you know, education, and then we'll find out why you are into politics. You know, a lot of people are like, why would anybody do that? So,
yes, some right. people think it's crazy.
There you go.
Lifelong,
so who is Tom? Who's Tom, right?
So lifelong Wisconsin resident, grew up in the Brown Deer area. My parents are both from the UP, so I've been up to the UP quite a bit. My dad came down here for a job at A.O. Smith. So he used to work in the factory, you know, great place. Mandela Barnes and I often joke, like, because his grandfather worked there, my dad worked there. So, you know, a lot of great jobs were built there. So, and I grew up in Brown Deer. So, and after high school, I went out to Madison for a couple of years. I like to say I had a great time, but I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So I joined the Navy. So in 1982, I joined the Navy. They said I'd be perfect for a nuclear submarine. So that's what I did. Ended up spending 4 years on a nuclear submarine, traveling around the world, really learning a lot about myself, learned a lot about leadership, learned a lot about respect, how to get along with people with different opinions and different viewpoints. And because one of the interesting things about being on a submarine is you didn't have to like the other 99 guys, but you did have to respect them and what they brought to the table, because my life was in their hands and theirs was in mine. So it was a really important thing that I learned. Then I came back to Wisconsin when I got out of the Navy, and I came back to Wisconsin for one reason. I really, this was the place to raise a family, was the place to come back to, the park system, the school systems. You know, our investment in people and education and resources in the state was, I just thought, fantastic. And I got to travel around the world and see a bunch of places. And I just came back here, and I got an accounting degree from UWM, jumped into banking for 15 years, found out it wasn't really my cup of tea, and then started my own business with my brother doing business coaching and executive coaching. And that's where I still do today. And after that 2016 election, like a lot of other people, I said, I gotta jump in and do something. So I ran against Jim Sensenbrenner in the fifth congressional CD. And it was a learning experience. It was just fantastic. Met a whole bunch of people, learned a lot of things, learned about how to be a candidate and get out there and meet people and greet people and raise money and do all the things you need to do as a candidate. What I really found great was creating relationships with people and created a lot of relationships. And that paid off in the 2020 election, because Sensenbrenner decided to retire and I ended up running against Scott Fitzgerald, and I got to leverage those relationships during a pandemic, which was very difficult. It was a totally different way to run a campaign. And I got into politics though, because I realized that all of us have a part to play and you need to do what you can do. And I knew I could be a good candidate because I've been public speaking for a while. I read up on the issues, but mostly I listen, and I want to hear what other people bring to the table and what they want to see done. And that's why I decided to run in the state Senate in the fifth district. It's funny because I'm still running in the fifth, but it's the state Senate, because this is a really important race. This is the race that's going to determine whether Republicans have a supermajority in the Senate or not. So, and I just think that, you know, the way they put maps together, the way they are today, you know, for a 50-50 state to have one of our houses have a supermajority is just plain wrong. And so I've jumped into this race. It's a winnable race. I think it's a 50-50 race, the way we're running it. And I'm just excited to be able to bring to Madison some of the skills of listening and bringing people together, because I think it can be done. I don't think it's going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it can be done.
So, you know, for the viewers, you talked that you ran in some races. These were, you know, gerrymandered districts, and the fifth district is still a gerrymandered district. So from your vantage point as running a couple of times in these districts and losing, what are you learning though from the public, particularly, you know, moderate Republicans, independents, and Democrats? What are people really saying about, you know, the far right that is really, really influencing or trying to take over the state?
Well, what I heard the most and what I learned the most, because we took this district that historically had been a 70-30 district, and we ended up turning it into a 60-40 district. Still very gerrymandered, but, you know, we cut that in half. And the common thread that we heard over and over again was Democrats thought they were the only Democrats on their block. So what we did is we really got Democrats to be much more loud and proud. You know, we think our campaign had a lot to do with Governor Evers being in the governor's mansion and President Biden winning that race, because we flipped enough votes in our district to make those two things happen. And it was because people decided enough was enough. They wanted to be heard. They wanted to be felt like their viewpoints were important. And I met a lot of moderates and even a lot of Republicans. We did house parties with Republicans because we wanted to hear from everyone and have a chance to debate policy, not culture war. And I think at the end of the day, that's what people really want. They just want their government to work. They want it to be behind the scenes. They don't want to have to think about it all the time and have it be so divisive. And that's one of the things that we worked hard on, is just saying, here's what we're going to do. Let's not call out the other side for being whatever they are. We just want to get things done. And that's what people want at the end of the day.
So what do you see in this race right now? What are the key issues? And where do you think folks are responding positively to your message?
I think some of the key issues, what people are talking about right now, is the economy. We're at full employment, but there are still a lot of people that are looking for a good or better job. But inflation is just coming up and causing a whole bunch of people problems. And, you know, there's not much the government can do about inflation except push policies that allow price competition. You know, I really wish we could expand Medicaid in this state to create more competition in the healthcare sector. I wish at the national level they would let Medicare negotiate drug prices, because that would help out. But there's not a lot to be done, but it's helping people get through things. And, you know, I think the biggest thing I learned on my last couple of campaigns is no matter where you live, there are people that need help. And I think it's important within each district that they identify the people that need help and want to have a way to get out there and be able to help them. You know, and I think the other thing that is top of mind with people is gun violence prevention. They want to see something done. And I think probably the most exasperating thing that people see is that politicians aren't willing to break that gerrymandered, basically lock, unless over 80% of Americans or 80% of Wisconsinites want to do something about it. You know, there's a lot of issues that, you know, in especially in Wisconsin, people agree they want to do. Marijuana is one of those issues that won't even come up for a vote. Gun violence prevention won't even come up for a vote. Codifying Roe versus Wade protections wouldn't even come up for a vote. And these are things the majority of us in Wisconsin want to see at least a vote happen.
So you pushed a lot of sort of hot button issues. You know, I think let's just touch on what, you know, you mentioned gun violence prevention. And I'm a deer hunter. Our family's had their homestead is up in Washburn County. The family been going up there deer hunting for years and years and years. And there's a lot of, I think, confusion on just like, you know, what safe gun use, hunting, you know, recreational use. And then when you mentioned gun violence prevention, what does that mean? And how do you see that issue playing out in the Senate race, your fifth district Senate race? And if you're elected, what do we do in Madison? So let's just flesh that out a little bit more, because I don't know if people know what you mean by gun violence prevention.
Yeah, and it's a touchy issue for a lot of people, because there are two, you know, these extreme sides saying I'm going to take all your guns away, which never will happen, and the other side is we should be able to own as many guns and ammunition as everything else as I want to. And there has to be this happy medium. You know, Mark, you said you're a hunter. You probably took a hunter safety course before you were allowed to carry around a weapon in the woods. I know I did when I was young, when I was a hunter. And, you know, the NRA of today is not the NRA from when we grew up. And there's a lot of common sense things that used to happen that no longer happen. I mean, you know, I think Ohio just passed a bill that said teachers don't even need training to carry a weapon in the classroom. And any common sense gun owner who respects guns would never want that to happen. And so here in Wisconsin, there's a lot of people that just want more common sense. There should be background checks. People should have to go through a background check if you want to own a weapon. There should be training. There should be training for a weapon. There should be, at least in my opinion, there should be some kind of insurance that you have to carry if you own a weapon, because that weapon has a chance to harm someone, even if it's not under your control. And, you know, allowing people to have these, you know, massive clips, you know, these 30 round clips, it just doesn't make any sense from a hunter standpoint. And there's what, 750,000 hunters that go in the woods every fall. And they're, most of them are very much common sense gun owners, and they would like to see the same protection. So I've had lots of conversations with Republicans who are gun owners on this, and most of them agree.
So the, what does the Republican opposition have to say?
I think the Republican opposition says that any gun regulation is gun control. And there's a slippery slope to having all our guns taken away, which is just never going to happen. And so it's just, you know, and you saw it, I think, this week play out in the Republicans and the Democrats in the Senate talking about, you know, they were able to come to five key points, and three of them don't have nothing to do with guns. They're about mental health. You know, we still have a lot of work to do when we talk about guns, because gun regulation does work. It doesn't mean taking away the guns. It means regulating like any other thing that can hurt people.
Fair enough. Are you finding a lot of the doors you're knocking on? I'm assuming you're knocking on some doors.
Yep.
I mean, does this common sense approach resonate to folks that you're, you know, your neighbors?
I think when you get past the rhetoric, it does. And I think that's the challenge with conversation, is we can't have conversations unless we first listen and then we communicate. And it's about not vilifying the other side for having an opinion. It's starting from, okay, tell me more about that and tell me why you believe that and where's the common ground that we can find. And those are most of the conversations that I ended up having, is where's the common ground we can find? Because not everybody agrees on everything. You know, even when I knock on a Democratic door, there's not a full agreement on all the things that need to be solved or can be solved. It's just finding common ground and saying, let's start working on them.
Okay. Well, thank you much. We're coming up to a break, folks. I'm here with Tom Balsiewicz. He is running for the Senate District 5 position, Wisconsin Senate District 5. A courageous campaigner. That's all I can say in this modern world. And this is the Devil Radio, folks. This is the Shaw. We will be back momentarily.